Last week, MS-DOS turned 30 years old. On July 27, 1981, Microsoft bought QDOS from Tim Patterson for the grand sum of $50,000. Patterson's operating system was a port of CPM to the Intel x86 processor platform. The one-time fee, as opposed to ongoing royalties, was a brilliant business move for Microsoft. Remember, they would not sell their OS to IBM for a flat fee. They wanted royalties. CPM, which became short for Control Program for Microcomputers, was created by Gary Kildall of Digital Research. I remember buying a copy of CPM to run on my TRS-80 Model 1. The unit shipped with its own OS, Tristos, but I wanted to try the industry standard at the time and run apps like WordStar and DBase. I think I had a Turbo Pascal compiler for CPM too. Lots of features of CPM were in QDOS, which became IBM PC-DOS and Microsoft's MS-DOS. For example, the 8.3 file naming convention with the extension identifying the kind of file it is. Even though we've been able to use long file names for decades now, I still have a tendency to name files in the 8.3 format. Drive letters were another CPM standard. We all had a floppy drive named A, and if we were fortunate enough to have a second disk, it was of course B. Kids, ask someone older what a floppy drive is. There are legends about why Gary Kildall and Digital Research did not sell their OS to IBM. One popular story says that Kildall was out flying his plane when IBM came to call, and he wouldn't come down to meet them. Others blame the refusal to sign a non-disclosure agreement. Whatever the reason, IBM signed a deal with Microsoft for their DOS, and the rest is history. MS-DOS grew with the PC industry, and even with the supposed new kernel of Windows 95, you could find MS-DOS underneath. Though MS-DOS was essentially eliminated in Windows XP in the year 2001, the command line of later operating systems, even Windows 7 and Windows Server 2008 Release 2, are good old familiar MS-DOS commands. I still use batch files. I drop down to command window for quick searches, renames, deletions, other actions that DOS perform better and faster than any GUI. And don't get me started on the boot up time of a DOS PC. You turned it on, that familiar DOS prompt would appear in seconds. You knew it was a geek's PC if the command prompt was customized with more than the simple drive letter followed by a colon. Those were the days. Happy birthday, MS-DOS. You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.